Hello, Sasheer.
Hello, Nicole.
How are you?
I'm good. I finished Dawson's Creek.
How many seasons was it?
Six.
All right. Seasons. Okay.
Each season has like 24 episodes.
It was
quite a commitment.
Old school TV, 20 episodes where some of them don't matter. And I like it.
Yeah, there will be random. Dawson's Creek, like every show has holiday episodes. And I guess the holiday Dawson's Creek chose was Halloween, because every season they were like, we're going to do a Halloween episode. And I'd be like, why? But I looked up later that the creator, Kevin Williamson, wrote Scream. Mm-hmm. And I Know What You Did Last Summer. So it's like, I think, wanted to keep the horror genre alive in this work too. But yeah, sometimes I'd be like, I don't care about this. I don't need to see Joey get scared. Like, Dawson and Jen just made out in the last episode. Now we're putting that on pause so we can like get a little spooky. I don't care about that.
A little spooky.
Yeah.
That's funny to me. I like it.
Yeah. But it was great.
I just restarted watching Queer as Folk. Ooh. And there is no Halloween episodes. I don't think there was a Christmas episode. I think I made it to the end of season one, and I think it's like 22 episodes. And I was like, yes.
Yeah, they don't do long seasons like that anymore.
No, and I miss it. Give it to me.
But it is quite amazing, because it's like, damn, there's so much story here. It's like, I would, now I'm like, how, those writers were so good. Obviously. Yeah. But like, to flesh out so much over so much time. Or maybe it's easier because you have so much time. I don't know.
I think it's easier because you don't have time constraints. You're like, we have 22 episodes to figure this out. And one of the episodes is just going to be Halloween. And we're not going to advance the story. We're going to go, ooh, ghosts, spooky vampires. And then we're back to the creek the next episode.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was good.
Ooh, Jordan has a question. She said, were you expecting the end of Dawson's Creek?
I was not expecting it at all. And I was upset at first. I don't want to give it away in case anyone ever wants to revisit this old ass show. But something really crazy and dramatic happens at the end. And I did like it, because I think, I don't know how else they would have ended the show. Sorry, I'm being so vague, Nicole.
I mean, I'm not going to watch it. So how does it end? And if you haven't watched Dawson's Creek, fast forward. Maybe in the notes we'll put where we stop talking
spoiler.
About it. Yeah.
I'll just say, I won't say who it is, but someone dies. And it is unexpected. And they're not the first person who dies either. There's other deaths that happen in the show where I was like, I really did not think this is what the show was going to be. I thought it would just be like fun little high school romances, which it was that. But I was like, oh my God, people are dying?
Who dies?
Stakes are high in this show.
Does die?
No.
Dies?
No.
dies?
No.
Dies?
Yeah.
Wow, you hate to see it. I went through four people and I mean, it's like the end of 13 Reasons Why. If you're going to watch it, don't listen to this. Someone gets AIDS and dies and you're like, wait, what?
It's, yeah. Yeah, maybe they're like, if the show knows it's going to end, they're like, well, better go out with a bang. Better.
Gotta kill some
kill
fan
one of these
favorites.
People we love. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I wonder... I mean, I'm rewatching Queer as Folk. I don't know if anyone dies.
Yeah. I didn't watch any of it, so I don't know.
Oh, it's so good. I was showing it to our friend Tessa, and she was like, oh my God, is that a dick? And then we spent a lot of time rewinding and pausing to see if we saw dicks. And I think we do in the pilot. I think there's two dick sightings.
Whoa. What network was it on?
Showtime, baby.
I mean, there can be dicks. Dicks are allowed.
Showtime, there can be dicks. That's their new tagline, and they didn't ask for it, and now it's here to stay.
Mm-hmm. There will be blood, and there can be dicks.
I mean, I'm here for it. I love seeing a little dick slippage.
Yeah. I feel like there's so much dick on TV now because I guess they're like, it's the boys' turn. It's time for the boys to get out there.
That's equality. We had to see lots of titties. Mm-hmm. And now it's time to go below the belt and see flapping dicks.
Mm-hmm.
Yum, 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 yum.
Have you seen Righteous Gemstones?
No, I haven't. Is that good?
It is. It's very funny. And there's just so much dick in it. Like, in a funny way, I guess. It's not, like, actually supposed to be sexy. It's just, like,
It's just funny. It's just ha-ha, hee-hee. Jordan said, you see Alexander Sarsgaard's dick in True Blood. I've seen all of True Blood, and I don't remember it.
Oh. Interesting. I haven't seen any.
It's good. It's a fun show. Vampire Bill goes, suck it. You are mine. And it's one of my favorite things, and I love saying it, because to me, it's funny.
Mm-hmm. I just started the pilot episode of Charmed, because I think that'll be my next old show to watch. Yeah.
Charmed is beyond great. Spoiler, Shannon Daugherty does not stay for the whole time.
I do know this. Yeah, I don't know why, because I guess I heard it at some point in my life.
Because it was part of the zeitgeist, baby. The WB. Yeah. They had hit fucking shows.
Mm-hmm. They really did.
Ugh, Buffy is so good. And then you better believe I watched the spinoff Angel with David Duchovny. That's not his name. David Boreanaz. David Boreanaz, I think. Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
Ugh, Angel is so good.
I mean, it was on for years and years and years and years.
Years and years. And it's so good. You know, both shows for me kind of like, I was like, oh, what are we doing now? But I watched them till the end.
Yeah. I mean, you're a true fan.
Yeah. Same with Queer as Folk. By season four should have been the last season. Season five goes a little bit off the rails and you're like, what? Mm-hmm. The club they all go to gets bombed? What? Okay.
Oh, no. So it seems like someone would have died, no?
Yeah, but I don't think anybody dies. Oh, wait. Right. Someone does die and it's exactly who you think it is.
Well.
Because they were sick the whole time.
Oh, so it's like, we knew.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure he dies. Listen, it's been years since I watched it and it's giving me all the feels and I'm like, this is so nostalgic. Nostalgic? Nostalgia-istic. Nostalgia.
I think you were
nostalgic.
I think it's just nostalgic.
It didn't sound right. So then I tried to fix it and it didn't work out.
No, first one was right. You got it.
Nostalgic.
Yeah.
Jordan, what are you eating? It's like a bowl of never ending.
It's a pretty big bowl.
What?
Sorry, I'm eating Frosted Flakes.
Ooh.
And you're gonna get really mad at me. I'm eating them without milk.
What?
Man, what?
I know.
But why are you even using a spoon then?
Yeah, use your fingies.
To be polite, because you can see me. Can you imagine me just like full on with my fingers with this?
But you didn't want to be so polite that you didn't eat in front of us.
It would make more sense.
I only want to be slightly polite. I'm still going to eat in front of you, but I'll just use a spoon.
This is true. I probably wouldn't eat in front of you to be polite. Sorry.
It's okay. Yeah.
Have you always done that?
You know what? Like, since I was a kid, kind of, but I also grew up with, not super strict parents, but more of like, no sugar cereals, but like the cereals we did have was like Raisin Bran and Frosted Flakes. Mm-hmm. And I grew up like a hardcore like Rice Krispies girl.
Yeah.
With skim milk.
Oh.
Gotta keep it healthy.
Gotta keep it healthy. That.
The snap, crackle, pop to not be too heavy.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I grew up in a house where we ate Cheerios and Honey Bunches of Oats And every now and again, my mom would get the little boxes, the little like one serving boxes. And boy, oh boy, were those days nice. I'd be like, oh my God, I can have Fruit Loops. And then Frosted Flakes made me sad because all of the sugar coating would come off in the milk. And then it would just be like regular corn flakes. And I'd be like, now my milk is sugar, but I want sugar in the bites.
Right. Right.
You know, and that was my cross to bear. That was my emotional sadness.
Yeah. I ate the Reese's Puffs and that was so good.
Mm. Those were never in the little boxes. The little boxes were like Frosted Flakes, regular corn flakes, Fruit Loops, maybe Frosted Cheerios, maybe. I don't remember.
What are the apple ones?
Apple Jacks.
Apple Jacks, yeah.
Whoa, Apple Jacks were good.
Whoa. Okay, yeah. A Lucky Charms.
Lucky Charms. Yeah. Oh, man. My favorite cereal that I was not allowed to have, that's my favorite now, is Cinnamon Toast Crunch. It is so yummy. Yeah. Oh, mm-hmm. I love Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Put that on some ice cream and have a nice day.
Mm-hmm. That sounds good.
Mm. And then you know me, I love my oat bran, or no, Cracklin' Oat Bran.
Yeah, Cracklin' Oat Bran.
Oh, it's so good. Yeah. You know what I did the other day?
What?
I bought a bunch of Biscoff cookies from Gelson's, and I have been living like I'm in the sky on my couch.
Oh my goodness, Biscoff's in the sky. On the couch? On land?
Yes, on land. They are so delicious, sky or land.
Yeah. Yeah, they're good. Do you dip them in anything or you just eat them plain?
I just eat them plain. I don't want to damage the flavor profile.
Do you know that there is a Biscoff like spread, like Nutella, but it's Biscoff?
Yes.
Have you tried it?
I tried it and it's not for me.
Okay, cool. The cookies are so good.
I wish it was. The cookies are so good. God, I just love them. I do miss the Delta logo that is on them when I buy them not from Delta. I'm like, ugh, these are just nondescript Biscoffs that just came from the store and they're not branded to any soul.
I want the Delta brand Biscoffs.
I wish I could get the Delta brand Biscoffs in the store.
Yeah.
Dang, they should do that.
Opportunity for Delta. Yeah.
Right? As like an experiment to see which ones sell better, Delta Ooh. Brand or Zero Brand.
Oh, interesting. Because also, it's not Zero Brand, it's Biscoff. Like, you own your own brand.
I don't recognize Biscoff as a brand.
Wow.
I recognize them as Delta Biscoff cookies, and you get brandless ones at the store.
Just no name cookies.
No, just cookies wandering around, not knowing their identity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sad.
Sad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, they probably would sell better with the Delta logo because people will be like, oh, yes, I've had those before in the sky on Delta.
And then they're like, I'm going to treat myself to a sky treat on land.
Yeah. Being bad.
You know? I also had Flanagus and Syrian cookies. I can't remember. What is the actual name of them?
Mark and Jerry. Sebastian
Otis and Funkmeyer.
I know it's two brothers.
Yeah. And they came together to make cookies. And yeah. It's those like shortbread cookies with a dollop of chocolate in the middle.
Yeah. They're
and
so
they're
good.
So decadent. Oh.
Augustine and.
Oh, and Titus. Maybe.
Or Frank. Frankfurt?
Augustine and Frankfurt?
I really feel like Augustine is one of them.
Augustine is one of them.
Yeah. But I don't know.
I simply don't know. They're so good. Mm-hmm. I was awake when the snacks went around on my flight the other day, and I was like, don't mind if I do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yes.
Michael and Augustine. Or Mikkel and Augustine.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Mikkel and Augustine, because I think they're like French people or something.
Yeah.
Cookie Bonjour.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh, they're so good. Ooh, I could get them right on Instacart. Okay.
Uh-oh.
I'm gonna get a bunch sent to the house. We're gonna have a sky treat on land.
All the sky treats on land.
I mean, that's sometimes I get those factory boxes of food and you heat them up. Sometimes they feel like sky food.
Oh.
If I don't plate them.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, yeah, because you're eating out of like
a little plastic designated tinny thing.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Factor has this. We're not sponsored by Factor, but okay. They have this like turkey chili. Sashir. It's unreal. It is so good.
Ooh.
It is seasoned so well.
Ooh.
And it's just yummy, yummy chunks of meat.
We love that.
Yeah. And sometimes I'll put them in little lettuce things and I'll have chili lettuce boats.
That's really smart.
Thank you. I'm a genius.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Shredded chicken bowl is my favorite.
Mmm. I don't like shredded chicken. It really upsets me. It's the like
texture.
Yes. I stuck my tongue out and pointed to my tongue and you knew it.
I did.
That's exciting for me. Yeah, it's like the texture of it is not there. It's ugh. I don't like shredded chicken. It upsets me.
Yeah. Well, thankfully there's other options.
Thank God.
Mm-hmm.
Have you had Raising Cane's?
I don't think I have.
I haven't had it yet, but it looks really yummy. It looks like the chicken fingers I like.
Which are?
Not nasty looking. Okay, I'll show you the picture that I show servers when I'm trying to figure out if they have the chicken fingers that I want.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, just wait. Are you waiting?
No, I'm with bated breath, yes.
Okay, just wait.
I'm on the edge of my seat.
Okay.
Those do look good. They're like thick and crispy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if they look like that, they look like fish sticks and are nasty.
Too smooth.
You'll like the Raising Cane's because there's one in Burbank and there they look like this. They look good.
Mm.
And their toast is good. I like their coleslaw. I like their fries. Yeah.
I'm not a coleslaw queen. It's like what? Shredded cabbage with mayonnaise and like vinegar?
And sugar. Yeah.
Ugh. Not for me. I'm not doing it.
No,
you can't make me.
I'm so sorry, but I think you're going to have to.
I won't.
There's going to be a doorbell ring any moment now, and coleslaw is going to be delivered to you.
Sashir, I would be so mad. I would be so angry if there was ding dong, and then some man went coleslaw delivery. Do you remember Never Been Kissed? When Drew Barrymore, Josie, her brother eats a bucket of coleslaw and everyone's like, oh my God, he's so cool.
Ew. No, I do not remember this.
You don't remember when Rob, I believe her brother, eats a bucket of coleslaw and is like, yeah. And everyone's like, whoa. And then he takes a teen to prom as a full grown adult and everyone's like kind of fine with it.
I haven't seen the movie in a really long time.
Whoa, you don't remember Never Been Kissed, like, verbatim?
I sure don't. You do?
Wow. I mean, I've seen it recently.
Oh, okay.
Whole vat of coleslaw.
He's, like, dumping it into his mouth.
Yeah. And everyone
is her real
cheers.
Brother?
This is her real brother who helps legitimize her as, like, a cool student. So he himself as an adult enrolls in high school, joins the baseball team, and the baseball team like goes to fucking finals because they have an adult on the team.
That's really funny.
It's wild. And I'm like, put these people in jail.
And what was, is she, I honestly really don't remember. I know she goes to high school, but I really can't remember what, why. Why
because she's happen? A journalist at the Chicago Sun-Times, and they're doing an expose on teens of the time, and she goes to high school undercover to figure out what teens are doing, and then falls in love with her teacher, Michael Vartan, and he's like, I think you're beautiful, and like you're going to go to college, and she's like, you're just saying that because you're my teacher, and they're on a Ferris wheel together, and he's like, no, I shouldn't be saying this because I'm your teacher, and then she like starts blushing, and I'm like, this man knows he's doing a crime. The crimes are happening. The expose is we allow criminals into our school who are adults and they can just live and breathe and go to prom and get voted as prom queen. It's a wild movie.
It's pretty wild. There was a story last year or something where a mom was, I don't remember. I think like a teacher was mean to her daughter or something, but she wanted to, I think, fight a teacher. So this mom disguised herself as a student, just walked into this school and I guess fought the teacher, which I don't know. You could do that as an adult too. I don't actually know why you had to disguise yourself as a student.
She wanted to get at her in a way where she was like surprised. If an adult walks into school looking like an adult, you're like, hey, adult, why are you here? If there's a new kid in class, you're like, oh, do you have your transfer papers? I assume I've never gone to a different school before. Yeah. And then she's like, no, I have fists. And you're like, what? Like, you're surprised.
No, what I do have is these hands.
And it's like, yeah, you have hands in hands that hold your papers for transferring. And she's like, nah, hands that fucking are gonna beat you the fuck up.
Oh yes, this is it. Mom allegedly snuck into a middle school and beat up the teacher. An angry parent and her mother allegedly showed up at Syracuse, New York Middle School on February 16th, hoping to confront a teacher.
Wow, 2 days after Valentine's. So much love in the world, and she's coming to fight.
Sutton, apparently years younger than her age, made her way through and allegedly physically assaulted her daughter's teacher. Wow. Sutton allegedly beat the teacher so badly that she was taken to an area hospital for treatment and will suffer long-term effects.
No! Oh my God.
The woman's daughter allegedly threatened the teacher the day before, so the teacher should have listened and probably not showed up.
Yeah. Yeah, she's like, people are going to jump me. I have got to stay home.
Oh, no.
The following, the mother and grandmother showed up at school. Okay.
Oh, my goodness.
Got past security. Wild.
Yeah, she's 4'10".
Oh, I see.
Damn.
Wow. That's wild. I would never jump a teacher. Are you kidding? They have it hard enough.
They really
And your
really
kid
do.
Was probably bad.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, seeing this is like a generational thing. The three generations of women thought this was okay. So what hope does this kid have morality?
I mean, I kind of love it. I'd be like, my mom will beat you up. My grandma will beat you up. My great grandmother, if she was still living, she would beat you up.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Speaking of rising from the dead, I recently just showed that short film Golden Arm that was on Quibi to Tessa. And she was like, wait, what is this? Wait, Jordan, have you seen Golden Arm?
I'm currently Googling it to see if I have.
So the marvelous Miss Maisel accidentally gets her arm cut off by a tree falling on it, and then her husband melts gold to make her a golden arm, and then she starts getting gold poisoning and she's like sick and dying, but she won't take off her golden arm, and she's like, bury me with my golden arm. it's perfect. It's like 20 minutes or 30 minutes. It's great.
Why did the husband make an arm when she could have gone to the hospital?
Listen, we're not asking those types of questions.
We only have 15 minutes to tell the story.
For the ride of the golden arm, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I can't recommend it enough.
I was genuinely frightened. I was screaming when we were watching it.
Yeah, it's Sam Raimi. Mm-hmm. Who's known for Spooks and Scares, I think.
Yeah, Spooks and Scares.
But didn't he do Spider-Man?
Yes. I don't know.
Why do I know him for Spooks and Scares? And then the only thing I can cite is Spider-Man, which is not known for Spooks and Scares.
Let's see. What's going on in his IMDb?
Also, there's multiple golden arms, one of them being the Betsy Sidaro is in.
Oh, yeah. No, we're looking for the one starring the marvelous Ms. Maisel.
The one that Betsy's in looks far more fun.
It's fun. It's a very fun movie.
It's very funny.
So did you find his IMDb's?
Evil Dead.
Okay, there's Spooky.
That's a Spooky. The Grudge, also Spooky.
Spooky!
Ash versus Evil Dead.
Sounds spooky!
produced Poltergeist.
Oh, that's spooky too. Wait, what was the first spooky you said?
Evil Dead.
Who's in that?
I don't know. Knife Man?
Yes! What's Knife Man?
I don't know what a Knife Man is. It's a TV movie set in 18th century London. Knife Man will focus on the untold story of a charming, arrogant, decorum-breaking genius who challenges societal norms to transform his visions into cutting-edge discoveries. Okay.
Ah, man, I was hoping it was a man who was made up of knives, like a little further than Edward Scissorhands, where it's like his face is knives too, his eyes are knives as well, his teeth, God. Knives.
He is Knife Man.
Knife Man.
Something called Drag Me to Hell. Fear Ooh. Is real. Okay, so Ooh. Yeah, this is a spooky person. Xena,
executive warrior producer princess? Of Xena.
Yes, the warrior princess.
Whoa. Wait. Xena was so strange to me because Xena did not come on my TV at like 8 p.m. Xena came on at like 2 p.m. on a Saturday.
I guess I feel like daylight was out when I was watching Xena, but I don't. Mm-hmm. But I feel like it was like a 4 p.m. weekday situation, or like it was after school, I think. But also, I don't remember. Oh. But it was it wasn't prime time for sure. It was like earlier in the day.
Why? Why was it? And then the companion show, I think, was
Hercules.
It was that man, Kevin Sorbo.
Mm-hmm.
What was he? He was Hercules? No.
Yeah.
He was?
Yes.
Hercules and Xena, warrior princess? Mm-hmm. But why did they come on during the day? Same with VIP with Pam Anderson.
Oh, I don't know VIP.
Oh, it's fun. She like looks hot and I think solves crimes.
Oh, that is fun.
Yeah. And then I think there was like a gaggle of other people too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Why do these shows come on during the day?
I mean, is it post work? I don't know. Who's watching those shows? Because I feel like people who go to work would be in traffic at that hour, right?
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to Google it. Why did Xena come on during the day?
Was it during the day when it first came out, or was it during the day when they were showing like reruns?
Oh, maybe.
I guess I don't know. I thought I was watching it in real time.
But me too.
I guess I don't actually know. I guess it started in 1995. Let's see, where in my life would I have been?
1995.
Yeah, in 95, I feel like during the day on those channels, you mostly had whatever soaps were happening. Mm-hmm. And then it was like whatever talk show host, if it was Oprah, if it was whatever talk show hosts were going on, around like 3 or 4. And then after like 5 is when the more mainstream shows would be on. But I could be wrong. I was 4 in 95.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I found on Reddit, in New York and Boston areas, Xena aired on Saturdays at 9 p.m. for the first 3 to 4 years. It switched to 8 p.m. at some point, swapping time slots with Hercules. And by season 6, I believe it was moved to 1 p.m.
Huh.
I guess it, when it was in syndication, I guess that's when they aired it earlier?
On Probably. Saturdays, though, right? On Saturdays?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh. Interesting. This is the riveting conversations people tune into our podcast for. What time did Xena and Hercules air?
But I feel like 9 p.m. on a Saturday is a death slot. It feels like that's when you don't want a show to be watched. But maybe, mm-hmm. I guess, maybe at the time people were watching TV 9 p.m. on Saturday?
I mean, probably. I don't know. In the 90s? I'm going out.
That's what I would think. I feel like people would be out. But I guess if you have families?
Oh, yeah.
Know.
What were you guys doing back then on Saturday nights?
I think I was
Xena,
in
Xena, obviously.
I think, yeah, I was in like I was in elementary school watching Xena, staying up later than I needed to be.
Yeah. So I guess, you know, there's an audience, clearly.
Yeah, for the kids and people with families.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, oh boy. Lucy Lawless, right?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Wow.
What's she doing now?
I don't know. Let's look at her IMDb.
Let's this is what this show is. Wondering who where someone is and then Googling it.
Do you remember their musical episode? I liked it.
Of Xena?
Oh yeah. They had a full musical episode.
No.
This week.
We came here for the truth.
The warrior princess will be put to the ultimate test.
All right, Callisto. Where are we? Xena be warned. Xena beware. By closing your eyes, you can see what isn't there. Xena be calm. Open your eyes. Lies may be truth, and truth may be lies.
Battle on, Xena. Coming up next.
Lucy Lawless. What's she up to? She was just in something called My Life is Murder.
Okay.
And I guess another season's going to come out this year.
Another season of Xena Warrior Princess?
My Life is Murder. What network is this even on? Adventures of fearless private investigator Alexa Crowe, who solves the most baffling crimes as well as coping with the frustrations of everyday life. And it's starring her.
Okay.
I mean, I'm in.
Yeah.
I want to see Lucy Lawless solve crimes.
What network is it on?
I'm not really seeing. I don't know. I don't know why IMDb is not telling me.
Sometimes IMDb is a gatekeeper. And they say, we won't let you know what this cool show is on. Sorry about it.
I have no clue.
Damn.
It's an Australian New Zealand murder mystery crime, and it just says Network 10.
Okay.
Oh, is she New Zealand? Is she New Zealand? Is she? I won't fix that.
Is she all New Zealand? I don't know. I don't have no idea where she's from. Oh, I guess I can look that up.
she was born Mount Albert, Auckland, New Zealand.
Mm. Oh, so she is New Zealand.
She is New Zealand.
Well, should we help people?
Oh, sure. Okay, yeah, let's help people.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm a longtime fan of Nicole and Sashir, but have only recently started listening to the pod. Sashir inspired me with drum lessons, and I decided to sign up for classes to learn a new skill, and I landed on improv. My local theater is offering a 6-week course, so I signed up. My question is, do you both remember your first improv class? How did you feel going into it? Did you think it would launch a career in comedy? What is your most memorable improv experience?
Yeah, do you remember your first class this year?
I can't remember the actual first class. I remember my class. Like, I remember Sylvia Zules was my teacher.
Mm-hmm.
I think I can remember some faces from that class. And we all were like, it was a huge mix of people, too. It was like people mm-hmm. who were like real adults who were probably there to like learn public speaking or be more comfortable on their feet. And then like comedy nerds who were like just out of college, like me. And then we'd all like get drinks after. We were like, we're going to do this together forever. We love each other. And we like, of course, never saw each other again.
Yeah. I think mine was, my teacher was also Sylvia Ozels. It was a mix of like lawyers, comedy people, writers, and yeah, I mean, we didn't really go out, but we did have this like email chain to be like, let's go see shows together. And I was mm-hmm. like, I won't see a single show with any of you people. I'll figure it out on my own. And I didn't really start making friends until like 201, because mm-hmm. That's when we like did an indie team or whatever. Mm-hmm. But I don't remember being nervous. I feel like I would be nervous now. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I just remember being like, here's a thing I'm doing. All right, going to this weird place and going to sit in a classroom and make shit up with people. And then it was fun.
Yeah, I remember being more excited than fearful. And I don't think I knew that you could make a career out of comedy.
Mm-mm.
Until, well, I guess it was sometime within the first year of me doing improv, because I remember seeing shows and being like, oh, I've seen that guy on TV and he's on the stage, and I've seen that guy on TV and mm-hmm. or this commercial or whatever, and they're all here, or they all came from here. So I think I eventually put it together like, oh, this is kind of where people get plucked or seen, because
mm-hmm.
you perform here enough, you start booking stuff, or you at least get an agent who can send you out for stuff or whatever. So, but that's not what I knew before I started taking a class.
Same.
I figured that out later.
Same. I think it was like a couple years in where I was like, oh, I could like book a commercial? Yeah. Oh, man. Okay. But I was really focused on like, I was like, I want to be a teacher. I want to teach improv.
Big dream.
And I would like practice in the mirror and be like, hi, I'm Nicole, your improv teacher. And then when I started coaching, I was like, oh, some people are not meant to be teachers. Yeah. I am one of them. I know how to do it. Yeah. I just can't articulate it to you.
I found an old coaching notebook of mine recently, and I was really into it. I liked thinking of exercises. I liked thinking of new forms and new games that people could play. Yeah, I remember being really nerdy about it, and now I'm like, I couldn't care less.
I mean, I remember I was coaching this one group of kids, or I mean, they weren't kids. I think some of them were older than me.
Yeah.
People. And I was like, do you want to be good or do you want to like have fun? And they're like, have fun. And we're like, woo. So we would just do silly scenes and stuff. And then they were like, we're having great shows. And I was like, well, ride that high, because I'm not teaching you fundamentals. And it's going to end soon. And then they like had a rehearsal where they were like, or a practice session. They were like, we had such a bad show. And da 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 da. And I was like, okay, well, you want me to teach you fundamentals? And then they were like, yes. And then they disbanded because they were like, we're not having fun anymore. And I was like, well, you should have done the fundamentals first. But I should have just teach them. I should have just been like, we'll just do fundamental. Like, I'll just teach you the basics of improv. And I was like, have fun.
But that's also what class is for. They already have classes that teach them the fundamentals. And you asked, you said, do you want to have fun or do you want to work? And they said, fun. And then it is fundamentals.
Then I had this other group where I was like, oh, I can't even help you have fun. So I was like, I'm sorry, I'm a little too busy. I wasn't busy. I just was like, y'all are not good. But anyway, improv is just fun. Just have fun.
It's so much fun. Yeah, you'll meet people. You know, the people who are still in my life are people I've met through improv. So, mm-hmm.
Same.
You can get a lot out of it, and hopefully it's fun.
Yeah. Solved!
Yeah.
Give us another one, Jordan.
Sharaka was in a group with me, and we were better at hanging out than performing together. We loved hanging out. We were so compatible as people, but for some reason, it didn't make any sense, because also everyone is like talented and writing for TV and directing. Mm-hmm. And we're like, and for some reason we couldn't get it together to have a good show.
That is very funny. I feel like that is a weird phenomenon where you're like, God, we work as, you know, friends. Mm-hmm. But yeah, we just can't be good. That was like my first team. I really liked everybody. Everybody was like also older than me. So we all had different references, and mm-hmm. boy, oh boy, we had some stinky shows, but then we had some fun shows.
Yeah, and that's the magic of improv.
Yeah.
You never know. It could be amazing or the worst thing you've ever done.
And that's improv, baby. Mm-hmm. Okay. Hi, Nicole, Sashir, and the rest of the crew. Much love for you and your podcast from Berlin, Germany. I'm a big fan of your podcast and all of your individual work. I'm in a bit of an awkward situation with a neighbor of mine, which is going on for, I guess, over 1.5 years, because I'm starting to think I need help with that because I don't know how to act anymore. So here we go. I moved into my flat about 2.5 years ago. That's apartment for people who live in the States. It's a bit of a bigger apartment complex, see, clarified later. Oh, okay. And luckily, we have an elevator or a lift. Not common here at all. Usually, they just make you walk up and down to your flat apartment on the 5th or 6th floor. Naturally, in that said elevator or lift, you meet your neighbors, and some more often, some never. There we go. So from when I first moved in, I kept on running into a guy with his little son.
One day, maybe 6 months later, I was next door at the supermarket waiting in line, or the queue, at the checkout when I saw what I thought was that neighbor and his son. So little friendly me gave him a big smile and I said hi. But that guy just looked at me, first confused, then after a bit, smiled back. Okay, I thought, maybe he didn't recognize me. It took a couple weeks meeting my neighbor in the elevator again that I realized the guy at the supermarket was not my neighbor. And it could end here, but turns out that fake neighbor was also living in the apartment complex, one house down. And we kept seeing each other near the house, on the street, all over the time. And let me tell you, it has been a wild ride of us saying hi sometimes, sometimes just smiling, sometimes not, and sometimes not recognizing each other. It is so confusing since 1.5 years. So my question is, what should I do? Should I just stop him next time and tell him the whole story that I confused him with another neighbor? Ha ha, so funny. We actually are neighbors. Or should I just stay consistent and say hi every time, ignore him, start running away when I see him? I'd really appreciate your input.
I think you should tell him. I think that's really funny to be like, I'm sorry I keep saying hello to you. I thought you were somebody else, but then I keep seeing you because you are actually my neighbor. So that's why I said hello to you in the first place. But now it's a fun thing that I giggle about to myself.
Yeah. I think that could be nice. I think also part of me worries that, because it's not, nothing actually happened. Like, no. even if you didn't confuse this person for another person, it's okay to smile at people. And that, and especially since you see this person consistently, you could just be like, hey, I see you all the time and I think you live near me. Like, I'm blah, blah, blah. And then he'll say his name. And then now you know each other and you know your neighbors. And it's not like, he's not like, who's this person who keeps smiling at me? Yeah. Because also, I think if I was in the situation and I told that story, I think I'd be worried that the person would be like, cool story, bro. Like, oh, you thought I was just a different neighbor? Awesome. Like, there's not much here. And that person also probably doesn't think it's awkward. I mean, maybe they do, but they probably, I think we like make up stories in our heads sometimes of like, must think I'm so weird because I'm smiling all the time. That's actually a nice gesture. And if they're smiling back, at least some of the times, I don't think they have a problem with it. So I think you could just say, hi, I live around this area. That's probably why I see you all the time. Do you? And he'll be like, I do. And then here's my name. And so next time I see you, I'll actually know who I'm talking to, as opposed to just like, I think I know that person.
And then you'll fuck.
And then that'll be your husband. Congratulations.
Yeah, congrats. And you'll have a kid. Isn't that fun?
Automatic family. Wow.
Yeah, I think you're probably right. I'm constantly like, this person needs to know why I'm doing this. And I need to tell them exactly the reason why. But yeah, I'm the main character in my story. This person's probably not even thinking of me past the smile. So yeah, it's just like, oh, I think we're neighbors. Nice to meet you. I'm Slavana.
Oh, Slavana.
I was trying to think of a German name, and that's not a good one.
Greta.
I'm Greta.
Yeah. I mean, there's nothing wrong if you do tell the story. But either way, just talk to them. Just say hi.
Yeah. Just say hi. Mm-hmm. Or
Hello.
Guten Tag.
Wait, where are they? I thought they were in the UK.
Oh, I thought it said Germany.
Who's Germany?
Is that what it said? Oh, it's Germany.
So they can say Guten Morgen if they see them in the morning.
Guten Morgen. Mm-hmm. What's Guten Tag?
Guten Tag. It's got to be, because I know Guten is good. I forget what Tag is. My sister lived in Germany in Nuremberg for 5 years.
Oh.
Guten Tag. Let me see.
Guten Tag.
Good day. Yeah, so you're right. Guten Tag. Good day.
Guten Tag.
There you go.
Guten Tagen to you.
Boo!
I'm assuming the person writing in is German, right? I'm assuming.
I think so.
Yeah. But I mean, they also could be like my sister who's was a transplant for a little bit and then moved back to the US. But I agree with you guys. I also feel like I would make a bit out of it. Like every time I saw him, I would do something different, or I would have a new hat every time I saw him. And just
how would
like,
you arrange that, Jordan?
I would figure it out. I love doing like random tricks. Like one time
I love doing random tricks.
Like I'm trying to work out a plan where I can buy like tiny ducks, and every time I go visit my sister, and like I'll just place a duck randomly in her house. One time I sent like Halloween masks to her house and she got so freaked out, and she's like, I don't know who's sending these masks to me. And then like 6 months later, it was like, hee, it was me. Like,
oh my goodness. Oh no. These That's are long funny. Cons.
That's pretty funny. I like that.
Oh no.
I once sent pillows to Sashir as a bit and then I forgot the bit. It took too long for the pillows to come.
Yeah. It was like, it seemed sincere because they were best friends. They were friends. They were pillows that literally said best friends. And you like broke them apart like as a heart. And I was like, oh, how cute. But it had my real name on the package. So I thought it was like swag for the show or something like that. And then I asked if you also got it. And you were like, no, I sent them. It's a bit. And I was like, I don't see a joke here.
There was a defined idea that I was going to execute that I simply don't remember.
Okay.
It was going to be really funny, too.
Yeah.
I remember being like, ha, ha, ha. Because I didn't even send them to your house. I sent it to your P.O. box.
You did.
So it wouldn't seem like it was from me.
And it didn't seem like it was from you.
And I wish I could remember.
It's also okay if you just send me best friend pillows.
It's not what I did.
It feels like what you did. Feels like
no. Why would I send? No. I had to look up your PO box because I don't have it readily available. Mm-hmm. I had to sift through emails. Mm-hmm. It took a long time, and I don't remember why.
Huh. All right. Well, thanks for the pillow.
Yeah. No worries. Listen, if you have something you want to get off your chest, a question, a query or something, you can email us at NicoleandSashir@gmail.com, or you can leave a voicemail or a voice memo, or you can text us at 424-645-7003.
Yeah, you guys write in and think and tell us, what was Nicole thinking with this bit? What do you think she was trying to do?
Yeah, what do you think?
We also have merch at podswag.com/bestfriends.
And if you think we should have pillows in there, let us know. And we have transcripts for our new episodes. Check them out on our show page at earwolf.com.
Lastly, don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe. That is the easiest way to support this show.
It sure is. Well, goodbye.
Goodbye.